Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening or watching, maybe even Davin's Den. I am joined by Joe and Pip, and we're going to get into our worst moms of the year countdown. I'm trying to find my usually ahead of time, like I find the jingles I'm looking for, but I did not do that. So now,
what do you think?
What?
What's going on?
What'd you say?
What's going on with you?
I suck. That's what's going on with me. I'm trying to find "Tie Your Mother Down" by Queen. That's what I'm efforting to do right now. Bad job by me. That's a game we haven't played. Leave It to Beaver. Like I have things in here. I don't even know why.
You know what? There could possibly have been some skit or story we were talking about, and you thought it'd be good. You know, good music for a bed. But
let's go with that. All right. I found what I was looking for, and it's okay. You. I found you. All right, we're not going to hear the whole song. That might not have been what I was looking for, but it'll certainly do. All right, worst moms of the year countdown. What the hell is that? Oh, Christ, now my video's playing. God damn it. Everything's going wrong. Anyway, worst moms of the year countdown. Countdown the worst moms from last Mother's Day until currently. Our stipulation is no dead kids. No dead kids. We really do like creativity and humor, but at least on my end, a little hard to find this year, especially with the humor. The moms were particularly heinous.
It's not been a good year for funny bad moms. It's been a bad year for bad moms.
No, it's been a great year for bad moms.
Yes.
All right, so I will start us off on this one, and Joe will follow, and then Pip. We'll go last for the number three worst mom of the year. A Tennessee woman is accused of multiple armed carjackings, including one in which she used her five-year-old child as a shield after firing her gun, according to police. Bethany Will Pip's already grabbing her head. Joe's shuffling things around. Joe had like five human shield stories ready to go.
Bullets are coming. Grab my baby.
Joe's like, bullets are coming. I got five of these stories to choose from. Bethany Wilson, 24, went on an alleged auto theft spree that ended with her crashing one of the stolen vehicles on an interstate Thursday. Wilson of Goodlettsville reportedly stole at least three cars over a period of only a few hours before she was arrested Thursday night, Clarksville police told the station. She first allegedly took a 51-year-old woman's Nissan Juke, really why, at a gas station around 4:42 p.m. Right there should be a crime. Wilson
terrible choice.
Yeah, exactly. Wilson approached the victim as she was filling the car with gas and allegedly pointed a gun at her before taking off in the Nissan. Roughly a half hour later, cops got a call of shots fired at an intersection where a man said Wilson allegedly stole his Mercedes-Benz. Now you do it. Now you're getting it, girl. Now you understand. The Juke was a practice steal. The man told officers she fired one shot and used her five-year-old as a human shield, the outlet reported. Police recovered both vehicles, and before another was reported stolen in a nearby county, investigators linked Wilson to the carjacking of a silver Ford F-150 pickup truck, which she allegedly crashed on Interstate 24. Officers later found Wilson at a motel, the Days Inn, and arrested her just before 11 p.m. Her child was with her at the time and was unharmed. Wilson is facing a charge of aggravated robbery, according to WZTV. Here's the thing. It is never good when you hear, and she grabbed her child and used her as a human shield. That is never going to get you mother of the year when you use that. And most mothers would take a bullet for this kid, for their kid. This mother's like, you know what? You know what, sweetie? You're going to take all the bullets for mommy. That's what you're going to do. So
that's what happens when you name your kid Kevlar.
That's. I think it's a very pretty name. It's a very pretty name, Pip. I don't know what the problem is.
Beautiful.
So, yep, that's what I got. Joe, what do you have?
All right. Atmore, Oklahoma. A mother in Oklahoma has been charged with child abuse after she threw a one-month-old son into a dumpster, court documents state. Fortunately, the child only suffered minor injuries. Air Ilya Lopez, 22, is charged with abandonment of a child under 10, according to the court records from the state of Oklahoma. The documents state that on January 28th of 2023, police responded to an area in Atmore for a report of child found in a dumpster. On the same day, officers responded to a welfare check of a woman who they identified as Lopez. When the police brought her home, family members asked where her baby was. Court records said Lopez then admitted she had thrown the child in the dumpster, which she led police to. The baby was found face down at the bottom of the empty dumpster with bruises and a bloodied face, according to documents. He was flown to the OU Child's Hospital, where he was treated and released with only minor injuries. Lopez was taken into custody for a mental health evaluation, and no further information was available.
All right, Pip, what do you got?
Wow. A sick stomach now. Wow. Oh, wait. No, that's not the right one.
A sick stomach? Nobody, is anybody asking you to lose their virginity?
What?
Wait a minute. Sorry. This is the one. Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know how this snuck up on you, dear, especially coming right after a musical break.
It's the first time we've done the segment.
And Joe and I happened to go before you, so there was clearly no time for you to find your shit.
Pipe down, you two.
Oh, no.
In a moment.
No, we're not the problems here. I will play in the barrel music, because you deserve to be in the barrel for this.
Texas mother arrested after allegedly leaving her two children home alone for 2 months. Oh. Both children are safe with a family member in Alabama after Raven Yates allegedly abandoned her 12-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son in September. After leaving her two children at home for more than 2 months, a Texas mother has been arrested in Mobile, Alabama. According to a news release from Roman Forest Police Department, officers apprehended Raven Yates on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. at an apartment complex where she was staying with a male friend after allegedly abandoning her 12-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son in September. The child's father notified RFPD on November 14th that his kids were allegedly deserted for the past 2 months, much of the time without access to food or medical supplies during that time. The kids were not registered in school. The father immediately flew from California, where he had been working at the time, RFPD shared, noting that he had been informed that his child's mother had been seen in Mobile, Alabama, without her children, and realized they were home alone because he had been asked by his daughter to send food regularly. Following RFPD's investigation, an arrest warrant was issued on December 8th for Yates on 2 counts of abandoning and endangering a child without intent to return. With help from the U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Violent Offender Fugitive Task Force, RFPD located Yates after she continued to actively post about the situation on social media, leading to several tips and leads.
She posted that she left the kids at home?
Yeah, she was posting about, when the father is giving trouble and everything. She was posting about this, so they're like, bitch, we're going to find you. Her most recent Instagram post is a short clip of herself puckering up for the camera, posted the day after she was arrested. How deep is your love, is your heart, pucker, love you so much, heart eyes, she wrote in the caption. As of Saturday, Yates was still listed on the Mobile County Sheriff's Office inmate roster. She's currently awaiting extradition back to Montgomery County, Texas. She was in Mobile, Alabama, when her 12-year-old and 3-year-old that didn't have food and they weren't in school were left by themselves for 2 months.
All right. Well, for my money, there's no clear cut between any of the three of these. There's no, for my money. But the least creative, for my money, is the dumpster dive. And for that, to me, because I feel like I hear about parents leaving their kids in dumpsters quite often. Like, I had one that left their kid in the woods, and I didn't even put, it didn't even make my top three. So,
oh my God. We're so jaded now.
Yeah, oh, clearly.
Left of the woods, pshaw!
So
the baby was face down in a dumpster bloodied, okay? For that simple act of her being horrendous, my story would be the number one story on that. And your story, Davin, was the child shot?
Really? That's what we're going with? That somebody didn't return fire? That has nothing to do with the mother. That's just happenstance. That has nothing.
Did or did not the child?
No, but as far as the mother's concerned, hold on. As far as the mother is concerned, there's a chance that there could be incoming fire. Well, this is about the mother.
But there was a chance.
Yes!
There was a chance, but did it happen?
That's not a good argument. That's not a good argument. Not when evaluating the mother. No, we're evaluating the mother.
The child, in my story, was in a dumpster, and the incident did happen. Now, in Pip's instance, the children did have food. They were taking care of themselves, but they did have food, and they did not come under harm, and they were not in a dumpster where they wouldn't have been found if the cops did not show up and get to the bottom of this.
No, they didn't have food. That's why they were asking the father, please send us food.
But they sent the father, and the father noticed that there was, you know, something that was going on and looked into it. But they were found, they weren't bloodied, and they weren't in the bottom of a dumpster.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the mother's actions. We're talking about the mother's actions.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that there was a mother-son dumpster dump going on.
But no, but... No, we're talking about creativity. I'm just telling you, I've heard a lot of stories like that. I've never heard of the human shield story, to be fair. I've never heard, I don't think we've ever had a human shield story.
But it's not only a creativity.
It counts.
It's also on the most worst act.
Yes, but we tried to lighten this up, remember?
In the segment. And for my money, this story would be the top one.
Well, of course, because you picked it. That's why. That's why for your...
But ironically, is that why you're sticking by your story?
No, I legitimately... I legitimately said if I'm looking for creativity, it's between Home Alone and Human Shield.
No, I don't think so.
Of course you don't.
A lot of kids are left home. And a lot of kids, and there has been instances where the children could be used as a shield. And
hold on. Oh, wait a second. That is wrong.
Child being the worst mom in regards to the reaction of what happened in the incident, mine is head and shoulders above the list.
Your kid was 1 month old. It's not even a person yet.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is a person.
Not barely.
The person.
They got no personality at that age.
But for the simple reason that it's not a person, it's more defenseless than the two in your story.
Really? Really? So as the kid is hanging, as mommy's carrying her and using it to protect her for incoming bullets, the kid can get out of that situation in your mind.
But nothing happened.
That's not the basis of this.
There was nothing happened.
No. What happened is that child knows that their mother held him up in front of them when somebody had a gun facing both of them, and mommy grabbed him and said, "Kid first."
Yeah, your kid's not going to remember anything, Joe. Just what? How come I can't get that trash stain out of my diapers? That's all your kid's going to remember.
Really? No.
Traumatized. Are going to hear about this story the rest of their life.
I assure you, they will.
Why didn't my mom throw me in a dumpster? Why didn't my mom love me? Why did I have celery stuck in my ass? Why is my diaper filled with a vegetable?
God, I asked myself that just yesterday.
Yeah.
Why do I have a pet rat named Binky? Why did the restaurant owner pick the dumpster thinking I was a fucking raccoon?
Why do I have a pet rat named Binky?
For the rest of their life.
What do you think, Pip?
This is really tough because I think each one of these stories has its merits. This is really tough. I really, this is going to come out wrong. I love the depravity of the mother and yours.
Of whose?
Love that. And we, love and that for her.
For who? Wait, whose depravity? Which mother?
I'm talking to, in the Brady Bunch of boxes, I'm pointing at Davin.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
I love the depravity of the mother holding her defenseless child in front of her, thinking, shoot this first. That's sick.
Hey, listen, it works for Captain America.
I love the depravity of the mom in Joe's story, just tossing that kid in the dumpster like a sack of potatoes, and wow. There's a bruised baby at the bottom of a dumpster. Now, there's a picture.
Depravity means a lot in this.
I think creativity is what we've been going for, but if we're going to be evil, we're going to talk about the most depraved, the most endangering the child, this kind of mom. I think that my mom leaving for 2 whole months, a state away, leaving a 12-year-old with a 3-year-old and not leaving them enough shit to eat is pretty up there. Well, however,
you weren't leaving in the dumpster. Right.
Let me finish.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. I'm willing to concede that the trauma that my 12-year-old faced being abandoned, although severe, is not the trauma of people telling it that mom threw you in the trash.
But what?
Because that.
But what about the 5-year-old who remembers her mother used her as a human shield?
And the trauma of the human shield. Baby.
You know, I'm calling a three-way tie. Three-way tie. Too close.
Yes.
Too close. Three-way tie.
I like it. It's good. They're all good.
They're all good. There's no clear cut.
Can I just stop for a moment? I don't know about you guys. We're the biggest pieces of shit out there.
I'm not happy with my list, Joe.
I'm at the day program working on stuff, and I explained to a coworker what the you know how the story is, and I'm looking at some stuff. I'm like, not brutal enough. Not brutal. What's wrong with you?
I'm looking for creativity. I'm looking for creativity, and all I'm finding is brutality.
we went back to the dark side this year.
Yeah.
But you want to know something, and you prefaced this at the beginning of the segment. It's kind of tough pickings this year.
Yeah.
There was one that I really thought was a slam dunk, but the damn thing started in 2022, and it came to light in 2023, and they pushed it off. It started in 2022. They pushed the court date off in 2022. I found it yesterday. I'm like, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna be let out on shoulders. There's gonna be ticker tape parade in my office. And then I looked. I'm like, God damn it! They were introduced in 2022. I can't. I can't win. Fuck. All right.
I know. I had a really, really heinous mother, and she started her heinousness a little too early for our contest.
Well, hold on. You can start before the contest. You just have to carry it through during the period of the contest.
Right.
No.
Yes.
That was
yes.
The rules.
So if they started before Mother's Day, but even after last Mother's Day, they continued with the brutality, still good. Still good.
Oh.
So.
Really?
Yeah, it's always been that way. Now, you only get credit for the stuff that we know happened Mother's Day and closer. You don't get credit for the other stuff. But if brutality was going on from Mother's Day forward, you get credit for that. Absolutely.
Hey.
That's not new.
Yeah, mine's still not because the court date came up in 2022 after in January 22 when they pushed it back. No. It just came up, so everything happened before that. Believe me, I researched it.
And yeah, I had a couple of those, too. I had a couple where I'm, like, looking for multiple articles. Well, it's not really clear here. Maybe another article has a little bit more clear. I'm like,
I said, if the rules committee, and it looked like a slam dunk story, but then I got to deal with the damn rules committee and fight it. That's why I just said, fuck it.
It's a problem. It's a problem. All right, Pip, you go first on this one. That one was a three-way tie. I will go second, and Joe will go last on this one.
Okay. Here we go. This is gross, and this is what I was talking about. Oh, God damn it! Sorry.
Okay.
All right, you. There we go. Okay. Ottawa mom jailed 10 years for incest.
Hot.
Every time his mom called him up to her bedroom for nap time, he knew what was expected of him. The Ottawa mother, a school bus driver, called it nap time, her demented code word for grooming and later sexually exploiting her own 10-year-old son across five incestuous years.
Pip, let me ask you a question. Do you have a picture of the mom?
No, I don't. That's not that even matters.
Oh, it kind of does.
But hell, it doesn't.
What do you mean? The hell, it doesn't.
You need to know who the judges are, dearie. This is another miscalculation by you.
Oh, my God. So you're saying if she's not good-looking, it's worse for him?
Well.
Oh, my God.
We're not committing to it. We're just saying it's a possibility. Go on.
Ew. Every time his mom called him up to the bedroom for nap time, he knew what was expected of him. She said it was normal, but it wasn't until he turned 15 that he realized there was nothing normal about having sex with his mother. In a remarkable act of courage, he stood up to his predator mom, and she stopped sexually abusing him. The boy also protected his younger brother from being groomed and summoned the strength to stop his mom from physically abusing his sibling by body slamming her in the living room. "You're not doing this. This is enough," he declared. A few years ago, that same brave man who was sexually exploited in the worst way finally disclosed the horrors of his childhood from the... Oh.
Oh, good job, Pip. Way to read through to the end, stupid.
I didn't...
At least once a countdown with Pip. At least once a countdown.
I'm not even going to finish because no. I just realized I disqualified myself.
Yes,
damn
you
it.
Did. And
why? What happened? The story's last year?
No, years ago.
It's from years ago.
Years ago.
And
here's the worst part. The kid never learned how to cooperate. That was the problem.
I'll finish the story for Pip. People in the Washington administration was horribly...
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Sorry.
All right. Well, we thought Pip showed some progress by getting on the board in a three-way tie to open it, but Pip reverted to Pip stuff. So I will go.
Pip, you gotta read that day because, like I said, I cleaned the fucking mantle off getting ready for that story. You know, and then I read it. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know what? I was all ready, and I said, I was starting to read it, and I said, oh, this goes before the time period. So I didn't finish reading the last paragraph. And just now, when you explained the rules, I was like, oh, it's back in.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep, problem.
All right. Well, I will go. I will go. A Washington state woman was hit with 23 years behind bars for sex trafficking her 6-year-old daughter to a pervert she met online in exchange for, wait for it, kids, sneakers and cash. Sneakers. Yes. Yes. That's the look on Helix's face that tells me I'm dancing in the right place. I'll continue. Kyle Ruby Flores, a 31-year-old Spokane resident, sold her little girl to a man she met on the dating site Plenty of Fish. Who promised to pay with new
minnows.
Oh, Joe.
Plenty of perverts.
Yeah, that's more apropos, but not as funny, but more apropos.
No.
Who promised to pay with new Nike kicks, small amounts of cash, and a place to stay. Why wouldn't you want to stay with this person? Federal prosecutors said. Flores and Trevor Harder. Oh, I like that name. Harder. I should get a bonus point just for that guy's name right there. Thank you.
Holy crap.
Flores and Trevor Harder, who filmed himself raping the young girl in his apartment, have entered guilty pleas, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Washington. The facts of this case present some of the most egregious sexual abuse of a child one can imagine, U.S. Attorney Vanessa Waldrop said in a statement Wednesday after the sentence was handed down. Today's sentence is important, but it is equally important to remember that Flores' sentence will likely be much shorter than the lifelong impact of the child, Waldrop added. No sentence can return the child's innocence, but our community is now safer and stronger. The depraved pair committed the abuse between February 2nd and July 26th of last year. According to the original criminal indictment, the youngster was able to describe the abuse she faced at the hands of Harder, who set up a camera on a cat tree. It's almost like the story's made for Pip in his Cheney, Washington apartment.
How dare you desecrate a cat tree like that?
This is Joe, you need to know how to play the judges. You see what I got here? I got a cat tree.
Play the judges.
Apartment to record the sickening attack on the girl on his couch, prosecutor said. Authorities later confiscated the disgusting video filmed last July. According to the prosecutors, Harder is awaiting sentencing after his guilty plea. The little girl's relationship to Flores wasn't disclosed by prosecutors, but the Spokane spokesman review identified her as Flores' daughter. Thanks to an effective and cooperative investigation, she is neither missing nor murdered today, but she's not the only child in danger. Waldrop said today's sentence sends a clear message to those who seek to sexually abuse children. Justice is coming. It's bad enough to sex traffic anyone. It's worse when it's your own six-year-old. It's even worse when it's for sneakers. And here's what I don't understand. How does that come up in negotiations? I'm not going to give you $100. But I have some gently used Nikes. Well, I really prefer Reeboks, but I mean, what size do you have? Are they running shoes? I really want to start doing some CrossFit. So if they're CrossFit shoes, yeah, I'll give you my daughter. How does that negotiation happen?
Well, I guess it's like this. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
And there's Joe, waiting for the pithy line like the creep he is. Well played, sir. Well played. Mama needs
it. That's terrible, Joe, but very funny.
You got to give him credit for that one. Little tip of the hat, sir.
Tip of the hat, sir. Oh, my God.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
All right. Tampa, Florida. A Florida's woman, good luck ran out shortly after she won the lottery this month. NBC Miami reports Amanda Walks, 37, of Coral Springs, was arrested on multiple charges, including child neglect, just days after she cast a lottery ticket worth $50,000. The Florida Lotto website shows Walks won $50,000 from the 2023 cash blast scratch-off game. The ticket was purchased at a Publix store in Fort Lauderdale. Walks claimed the prize on January 5th, and she was arrested Wednesday. Walks' arrest comes shortly after her and live-in boyfriend, Aaron Ewings, was arrested for sexual assault. According to the affidavit, Ewings was accused of sexually abusing a minor over the course of 5 days. Authorities said Walks threatened the minor and tried to pressure them to recant their claims and drop the charges. Authorities said Walks had several conversations with Ewings while he was in jail, and they discussed ways to convince the minor to lie. She was arrested for child neglect with great bodily harm, tampering with a witness, and criminal conspiracy, and she's being held at the Paul Ryan Detention Facility on $50,000 bond, the same amount he won.
Well, Joe, you know what they say. You have to be in it to win it.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we are two truly despicable human beings.
I'm looking at the stories yesterday and today. I'm like, I'm about a piece of shit. And there was, I don't know if there was a Mother's Day one or Father's Day one, but I think it was one of the, and I think it was 4 years ago. And I think, well, after the show, I said, I don't think we can do this anymore, man.
This countdown. Tonight's countdown is definitely reminiscent of some of the worst ones we've done.
Yeah, you know what? I think that there was a 1 year where I actually told my coworker that I do this show, and I said, "Why don't you listen?"
Oh, jeez!
Forgetting that we were doing this.
Oops! Oopsies!
And she did not even talk to me about it. Because I'm sure it was the most heinous show she had ever heard. Well, and it's like,
sometimes I have to, I'll print stuff at work for the show. And like I said, 3 weeks ago, we did the story about the guy that shoved the glass up his ass. And the printout goes to the computer. One of my coworkers picks up the piece of paper, and he goes, "Is this yours?" And I go, "Listen to me. This is a story tonight. This isn't result, okay?" Not getting result.
All right, let's get back to the business.
Going back to this, I want to ask Joe. Now, the person who was sexually abusing the young person, that was the boyfriend of the mom, right?
Yes.
And who? Where's the kid in this? Is the young person her kid?
Yes.
Oh, the young lady that he was abusing was her daughter?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that from the story.
Yes.
Oh.
That's the same in my story.
It's the same. But, yeah, I know.
But here's...
On creativity, there's depravity, which checks both of our boxes. However, did the woman lose $50,000 that she just won in the lottery?
Stop. Did the woman, your woman did it for love. Mine did it for sneakers. Stop it. Stop it, Joe. That's where you lose. And my guy's name is Harder. Stop it. And we...
My story wins.
No, I got sneakers, I got Harder, and I got a catch rate. Please, I got the trifecta.
I got witness tampering. I got criminal conspiracy.
No.
And also, she just won $50,000 that she's out of.
There's...
And that's where the creativity comes in.
Oh, there's lots of sick, disgusting, sicko kid fucker in both of these stories. And there's lots of creativity in the circumstances around it. The win 50, lose 50 is great. The disgustingness of going after, like, not only diddling the kid, but then, like bullying them not to testify. Ooh, that's good stuff. But the other thing, your own six-year-old... And you're going to live with this guy that's filming, abusing your six-year-old for money and sneakers?
Small amounts of cash and sneakers.
Now, you got the depravity, but you got the ironicness of the lottery ticket, which would go into the creative department.
Oh, then fine. I have the irony of the guy being named Harder. Trevor Harder. He sounds like what he is, a creep.
No. I mean, mom and the guy in both of these stories are both like creeptastic. I don't want to make this like the same show, but I think you guys are tied.
Oh, stop it! I have a catch rate. I have a catch rate. Yeah, you because you know you lost. He knows he lost.
No.
He knows.
No, that's true.
He knows.
I can't say that's true.
Because in his situation, I can. Because in his situation, the fine. Hear me out. The fine happened to be what she went. It happened to be that way. In mine, my mother actively traded her daughter for sneakers. My mother did. The mom in this story did the worst thing. She traded for sneakers.
Their kids trading their kids for this, that, and the other thing. But there's no other story where the woman won 50 G's and that wind up losing that 50.
So she broke even.
The depravity.
Where
the creative part comes in.
She didn't do anything creative.
But the story has got a different twist than every other story out there, and that's where the creative.
No. First of all, it's Florida.
Another story like this one.
First of all, it's Florida. We call that Wednesday in Florida.
No diluting.
There is nobody else trading their kid for sneakers. I'm sorry.
No, wait, though.
Stories they're trading somebody's kid, but there's nothing where a lottery win comes in and a lottery win goes. It's the only one out there.
That makes it in.
Also,
I don't know.
But also, it's the creativity. I have to say, the creativity has got to be about the story, not only about what the mother does. This is like the story is compelling. Your sneaker trade and your lottery, the sameness of the amount, like the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, they're both equally compelling and disgusting. I love them both.
Trevor Harder. Trevor Harder.
Sorry.
Listen, if you're going to try to win with me, it's the cap tray.
Fine.
The camera, the
camera to set up his movie was on a cat. He defiled a young person and a cat tree, Pip. And a cat tree. The kiddies can no longer enjoy that cat tree. Not in good conscience.
Oh, they don't care.
They care. They care. They're conscientious cats. From pussy to pussy, they care.
It's a sign.
Oh, stop grabbing them. I have ruled. They're both really good.
Fine.
Ruling's in.
Oh, you got lucky on that one. Yeah, lucky on that one. He knows he did. All right, we'll have Joe, then Pip, then me on this last one.
Okay. Bear with me. Hold on. Put on my glasses. Mother accused of abusing 6-month-old infant during an inbound flight to Las Vegas.
Wait, what did he do? Wait, what did she do to her?
She was accused of abusing a 6-month-old infant during an inbound flight to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And there's a sign that the baby beating light goes on. You may now beat your baby.
Oh my God!
Excuse me, could you close the overhead projector with your baby's head? Anyway,
does the drinks cart come along with like some antiseptic and then bandages?
A woman from Oregon who was on a flight headed to Las Vegas is facing a charge of felony child abuse after allegations of a mid-flight incident involving her 6-month-old infant. Las Vegas police said they received a call on Tuesday, July 12th, after 6:30 p.m. on an inbound Southwest flight. Of course it was. Reporting the incident. According to that arrest report, the passenger, identified as Tiffany Brooks, is accused of holding her daughter on her lap while violently jerking the baby, smashing her legs against the aircraft seat and wall. Brooks was then seen trying to quiet the infant by pressing a blanket over her face. She also became angry because the infant would not stop crying, so she started to shake her up and down, side to side, according to a witness.
So this woman's a hero. Nobody likes a crying baby. Go on.
I understand that. Brooks was arrested and taken to the Clark County Detention Center, but has been since released according to all jail records. The infant was placed in child protective custody. The arrest report, Brooks is the infant's foster mother. She is scheduled to report in court August 10th.
Foster mother. Oh, interesting.
Wow. That's
she's not even a real mom.
Putting aside, that's really awful.
Okay. What do you got, Pip?
Okay. A mother is arrested after police say her 2-year-old shot her husband.
Oh, I saw that story. Didn't make my cut. Go on.
But wait, a Florida mother, of course.
Well, Pip, first of all, let me congratulate you on getting a story within the correct time period. Go on, dear.
Thank you. Finally. A Florida mother whose son, too, apparently shot and killed his father, is now facing manslaughter charges after investigators determined that the gun hadn't been stored properly in their home. These tragedies are 100% preventable, Orange County Sheriff John Mina said. Gun owners who don't safely secure their weapons, he said, are just one split second away from one of these tragedies happening in their homes. The shooting happened on May 26th when a 911 call of a shooting brought sheriff's deputies to a home in East Orlando shared by Reggie Mabry, his wife, Marie Ayala, and 3 children from age 5 months to 5 years. The deputies found Ayala performing CPR on her husband, who had been shot, Mina said. But Mabry, 26, was pronounced dead after first responders took him to the local hospital. It was initially thought, based on evidence, that this could be a suicide, Mina said. But at the hospital, homicide detectives learned Mabry had been shot in the back. And the sheriff said the 5-year-old told the authorities it was his 2-year-old brother who shot their father. The gun was left in a room the couple shared with their children and was easily accessible even to a 2-year-old, Minna said. Investigators also learned that both Ayala and Mabry were convicted felons and were thus barred from possessing a firearm. The sheriff did not provide an explanation for how the pair of felons were able to obtain a gun. Under Florida law, the loaded firearms must be stored in a locked box or a similar spot or disabled with a trigger lock if they're in an area where a child under 16 can reach them. Now these young children have effectively lost both their parents, Minna said. Their father is dead, their mother is in jail, and a young child has to live their life knowing that he shot their father. Minna also noted that when Mabry died, the couple was on probation for child neglect and narcotics offenses.
Oh, Ayala, good. 20... The kid's going to be happy when he hears that. He should have shot him long before.
Oh, my God. Ayala, 28, now faces several charges, including manslaughter by culpable negligence, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon, and violating her probation. Now, this mom is really a winner because she... is a felon that shouldn't even have a gun. So because of her negligence and her husband's, this 2-year-old now has to bear the brunt for the rest of his life that he shot his father, and that 5-year-old obviously saw it. And the 5-year-old has to carry that knowledge that he watched his father get killed by his brother. That is a mess.
Oh, when he finds that the abuser, he's like, "Ah, fuck him."
Yeah, like I said, I saw the story. I saw the story. Didn't make my list, but I'll tell you what did. I'll tell you what did. A pair of twins escaped a house of horrors in Texas when they managed to break free from their handcuffs and flee to a neighbor's home. The 16-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, were allegedly shackled by their mother and her boyfriend and abandoned inside their Houston home, according to local reports. All right, we're good so far. Shocking Ring camera footage showed the harrowing escape on Monday. The twins told police that... why is there always vowels? Zelikyla Duncan, 40, and Jova Terrell, 27, left them in a utility room where they were forced to drink their own urine and eat their own feces. Now we're cooking with Crisco. The boy had at least one fractured bone, and both were malnourished and had injuries on their wrists from the handcuffs. Police issued amber alerts for Duncan and Terrell, who fled with the twins' 5 other siblings, ages 7 to 14. Another 18-year-old brother was also believed to be with them. So they took some of the other kids, but they left these two handcuffed in a utility closet.
Maybe they were bad.
I'm sure they misbehaved.
I'm a victim of 1960s parenting. What do you want out of me?
Well, I guess not compassion. But anyway, the parents were the parents were taken into custody shortly after when they were tracked down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Only one child was found with the couple when they were arrested, police said. The other 4 children were later found safe at a relative's home near Baton Rouge. The whereabouts of the 18-year-old brother are unclear. Duncan and Terrell were both charged with injury to a child and are expected to be extradited to Harris County. All 7 children were placed in Child Protective Services custody. A neighbor told KPRC that the family had just moved into the home 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago! And we're out. The mother had a history of abusing her children, according to court documents obtained by KHOU. In a disturbing incident 10 years ago, Duncan's then 5-year-old child was taken from her school to a local hospital for burns to his genitalia, feet, and other parts of the body. Doctors determined that the child, who also had bruises on his body, was likely scalded by hot water. When police arrived at Duncan's house in response to the burning incident, they found a 20-month-old baby wrapped in clothing with its hands bound. She was questioned by police and admitted forcing one of her children to hold the push-up position for up to an hour, causing their hands to swell. The child was also forced to sleep on the floor of a closet, which was barricaded shut to prevent them from escaping or stealing food from the kitchen, according to court records. 2 of Duncan's other children showed signs of abuse and were removed from the home. Duncan was charged with cruelty to juveniles. All right, so she leaves the kids to starve. They had to eat their own poo and feces. This woman's a serial abuser. Not only did she leave them to starve, she was almost ensuring that, like in Pip's story, the mother left them to their own devices. This one, she actually handcuffs them and locks them in a closet so that there's no way she thinks these kids can survive. This might be the worst mom of all time. This is a terrible mother right here. It's not even close, kids.
Well, I think if you're beating a child on a plane in front of other people, I think...
Yeah, where the hell are the other people going? Stop it.
The six-month-old, yeah, but we're not just saying, but it's the mother that's, you know, beating a six-year-old, you know, infant, trying to comfort it, suppress it by putting a blanket over the face.
You know what? You know what that mother was doing? She was living. She was doing what everybody else was thinking. That's what that mother was doing.
Can you imagine if you were on a plane, and even as annoying as that crying is, you saw the mother, like, kind of flinging the kid around and pressing a blanket over its mouth? Imagine if she killed the kid just to quiet it down, and you're, like, sitting there going, good, good, and finally it's quiet. It's like, oh, shit, she killed it. Like, can you even believe... Oh, my God. And now the other kids, they were there in the house for 2 months, and then
2 weeks.
They decided to just 2 weeks.
That's what
it is. And then they decided to leave, and so they just, like,
this mother left her twins behind, went to a different state. The house was in Texas. She went to Louisiana. This is ridiculously a bad mom.
How long were they tied up?
I don't know. It had to be at least weeks. Well, they weren't. No, Pip, they weren't tied up because that's a rope. They were handcuffed. The kid had to break his arm to get out.
God.
And they had to eat poo and urine, which is right there for creativity. Sure, you could be left in poo, but to have to eat the poo. I mean, come on. Let's go.
We've eaten shit a lot of times.
Yes, but we choose to do that. It's called our career.
I did 7 minutes of that.
And now for 7 minutes of poo by Pip Helix.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, Joe? When she did that 7 minutes of poo material, she actually went by her real name. Yet this is the thing she's... this show is what she's ashamed of.
No.
Really?
I'm not ashamed of this show. I'm just trying not to get fired again.
Yeah, but you're going out in public with the 7 minutes of poo with your real name. That's where you should go in hiding.
Before I actually learned my lesson and decided that was not a good idea. I concede that my story is the weakest of the three right away. Okay.
I agree with your concession.
Sorry?
I said I agree with your concession, because like I said, I saw it, didn't make my list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry it's the weakest of the three, because I do think that there is a lot to the trauma.
Sure.
Not only that this woman was so stupid that anybody could have gotten shot, the father actually did die, but that... these kids are going to have to live with that their whole lives. I think it's terrible, terrible. The reason that I'm saying that I'm bowing out is because I think I lacked on the creativity aspect of it. Now, Joe's, it's a little kid, and like shake a baby syndrome is no joke. And then put the blanket over their mouth to like shush them, and like, you know what, she was just like way out of control, obviously. I'm disturbed that...
Well, hold on. In her defense, she was flying Southwest. We can relate.
Oh, yeah, so
but,
nobody else should jump in.
Manny, this could have been over an adult passenger, and I know Manny...
You know what, it's disturbing that people are willing to jump on the backs of terrorists, but they wouldn't save this baby. Like jump in right away when this stuff started going down. But then again, I don't know that that's the fact. It's just like somebody had to calm her down. But Joe, I got to tell you, Davin's story is so heinous. the drinking the pee and eating the poo and be locked up and left for dead. Oh, man. The baby's scalded genitals pushes it right over the top. I gotta say, if we're talking about, if we're all going to hell for this anyway,
I think there was other evidence besides this, but I'm sure this will go in the file.
Oh, this is definitely one of, on the top of the pile, but one of them.
I don't know. I don't know. Did you ever come on a thigh and leave? I don't know. That could be there too.
If I was able to project that far, I could have done. But
if Facebook was around, then I would have heard about it.
If Facebook was around, then you would have. Facebook was around, then you would have taken a picture of it and posted it. Joe would have taken the picture, posted it, and said, "Come see me at Governor's this weekend."
Oh, please. There would have been a TikTok. There would have been a TikTok of it, and you would have been the one posting it. That's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look what I did this weekend.
So, anyway, Devin, this story, chef's kiss.
Ah,
it's going to be awful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is a truly horrific mother. Truly horrific.
And you know what? Was already upset. I think this has pushed me over the edge.
And you know what's been my downfall of late? I've had great stories, but I haven't put them in the right order sometimes.
Yeah.
But so
yeah.
It seems like I kind of found my groove again. I kind of had the orders.
Well, it's a card game. And I also had the story of the mother leaving her two children home for 2 months.
And you did.
I did on the break. Yeah, I had about 7 stories. So on the break, I went out to the kitchen and I was sorting everything through, finding out what to go to battle with. You know, and basically every year we kind of figure out how to win it. Now, obviously, Davin's story, is to the victor goes the spoils. That was absolutely horrible. But I sit there with mine and I'm like, well, you know what? Let me present something. You know, I don't want to just go, okay, I'll fight. You know, it's like anything else. You try to put your point across, but, you know, in situations, what are you going to do? Let's say I have my day in court, and I'll take my family to home.
There was a story that may not have been the most heinous, but I thought it was so creative. But I couldn't – I think it was outside the timeline, so I didn't want to be a pip, so I didn't bring it. So this woman – bullied her own like teenage daughter for a year, like cyber bullied her. You saw that?
Yes, I saw that story and I wanted it really badly, but I knew it was outside of the parameters.
I checked different articles for somebody to give me that maybe this was going on after Mother's Day, but I couldn't find, because I just thought it was so creative. And then she reports that somebody's bullying her daughter and she leads them on a wild goose chase, and then the police are like, no, it's you, stupid.
You! Bullying your own daughter on the internet. Like, what kind of narcissistic, insane, psycho mom is that?
I think that would have been my number 3 story if it would have qualified. And another story that did not make it, and these are with adults. So this woman goes on vacation, Girls Week. They go to Mexico. The Roe versus Wade ruling comes down, so this woman starts calling all the women in her life to see how they are. She calls her mother. Her mother starts crying. She's thinking, "Wow, she's really taking this Roe versus Wade thing wrong." No. Her mother is upset because she got pregnant with her daughter's boyfriend. But that didn't make the list. I did. I had these stories, but
God.
That.
So she was upset because she knew she couldn't get rid of the baby?
Well, no. She was just like, I guess because she felt so bad that she cheated on her. Like she had sex with her daughter's boyfriend and she got pregnant by it, which is a fantastic story. But I knew what type of animals I was going up against and I couldn't bring it to the dance.
I had one.
At least you know.
I know.
I had one about this woman that was the $22 million lawsuit. There's a show. It's a YouTube show called Piper Squad, and the woman Tiffany Smith one of the moms, she was producing this show, and there was allegations of harassment, molestation, abuse. None of the kids were paid. In the video, she inappropriately touched children on their thighs and buttocks. One of the plaintiffs said that Smith told him she mailed her daughter's underwear to a man so he could sniff it.
Oh.
You know, so, and the thing about it was, is this, I go, all right, I'm going to go with this. And then I took a second look at it because I wanted some more information. I wanted to find the timeline. And what happened is everything happened in 2022, before Mother's Day of 2022. The only reason it came into play in 2023 is because they pushed the court date into August. So if I went into that, everything took place prior to Mother's Day of 2022, and it wasn't worth the fight.
Here's what I've learned. Not only are these terrible mothers, they're also very inconsiderate, because these stories don't get publicized when we can use them for the previous year, and by the time they do get publicized, we can't use it. So really, who are they helping? They're not helping anybody with their atrocities. It's quite unfortunate.
Yeah, they're really, really disgusting for holding back and not letting us use them on this
podcast. Well, why don't we call these news outlets and go, you know, we're trying to do a show here.
Well, Joe, this is what happens when, you know, these newspapers unfortunately have to cut back on investigative journalism and reporting. We lose out.
Yeah, can you slip me a little depravity for my show?
Yes!
Now, have you guys typed in for Google searches scenarios? Like mom arrested, drug, mom addressed, because this is where we progressed to, because as we go, you would just go arrested mother and see what comes up. And over the years, all right, mom with a goat and a door, you know. India, let's see what comes up there. A chicken, a two-year-old, a mom, China, you know.
I am just hoping against hope that no one ever checks my search history. If I'm being looked at for something, if anybody takes this laptop and checks my search history, I'm in so much trouble.
There sure was a lot
I'm
of search.
Getting out of jail.
Thank God this show has replays and it takes history. So, right, Mr. Curry, where's your, all right, so it's August 22nd, 2014, do a call this Exhibit A.
Oh, yes.
Why does Pip's engine have a lot of diddle, but no hey diddle diddle in front of the diddle? All right, Pip, give us a rundown of the winners, please.
Okay, well, number three position, it was a three-way tie.
First time in history. First time in history that's happened where we've all tied on one.
And we all were like, you know what? They're all good.
I thought that was the right call.
Yeah, I do too. Joe had Dumpster Baby, and I had the Abandoned Kids, and Davin had the Human Shield Child. So now, in the number two position, Davin won with the it was a tie between Davin and Joe, between the what was Joe's? Yours was the Bullied.
That was the Lotto story. The woman won the lottery.
Oh, that's right. I wrote Bullied, but what I really meant was that they assaulted the girl and then bullied her not to testify against them,
right.
And the mother won a $50,000 lottery, and it cost her $50,000 to get bailed out of jail. God. And Davin's story was the mother was, she traded her six-year-old for a little bit of money and some sneakers. Jesus. So the last one, Davin won with the locked up twins, handcuffed together, left for dead, having to drink their pee and eat their poo because mom just left them there. Oh my God. This was a dark year for us, but really brought the creativity, I think.
Where did that where did that story take place? What state or what country?
That'd be Texas.
Huh? Yeah.
Does that matter?
I was thinking, the lower appendages of the country, we could just saw them off like Bugs Bunny did with Florida in the cartoon, right?
Yeah, Pennsylvania sometimes sneaks in there, dear.
Who does?
Pennsylvania sometimes sneaks in with some awfulness.
Excuse me, you do mean Pennsylvania.
Whatever the case may be. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, I know. There's a growing need for a category, Pennsylvania man, Pennsylvania woman.
Well, it was a good competition, and, you know, as usual, Pip couldn't make it all through all the categories without disqualifying herself. But, you know, hey, we'll get there. But at least you were on the board, Pip.
A mother let her daughter run in front of Paul Revere's horse.
Listen, it's tradition.
It's always fun as Pip gets through the story feeling really good about it, and then that oh shit moment.
Oh, last paragraph. God damn it.
All right. Very, very good. It's good stuff. We got Father's Day, and then that's it. We got Father's Day coming up. So I hope we're a little bit more light and awful, but I'm not confident that we will be.
But hoping for the creatively awful.
Yeah. On the break, we have new music from Captain Jack with Living on a Prayer. It's a cover of Bon Jovi's Living on the Prayer. It's a dance version of it. And we have Dereed, Foss, Tony, and Goldilocks with Kick It, which is a cover of Gillette's song Lick It. So we got a couple of covers, dance version covers coming. When we come back, we will do some Scamming Scammers with Mary, which is just jumping around the calendar. Very hard for these kids to hit their stride, I think. It's very hard to get for Stella to get their groove on. But do that in a short break.